Hey there, it's Lee. Hey, listen, before we take you into this week's normal episode of Ancient and New, a couple of little things. One, this episode is really long for some reason. We just kind of got to talking and the time got away from us. So if you need to break it up over a couple of listens or whatever, yeah, whatever you need to do. Or if you just don't want to listen to it, that's totally fine as well. Also, we should let you know that near the end of the episode, the audio quality totally changes. And that's because there was just like an accidental thing that happened and Thomas's mic got switched off. So I had to find kind of a workaround in the editing in the studio. So you can technically hear what he's saying. It just sounds a lot different. So if you hang in that long, cause again, it's a long episode, then it'll sound different, but also you should, it's a pretty funny story. Not so much funny if you are Thomas's old baseball coach, but for everybody else, maybe so. Anyway, thanks again for listening, for telling your friends about the show, for encouraging us with, emails and text messages and just in conversations. We're really grateful for you guys and hope you enjoy it. Okay, here we go.
It was already a slow race anyway.
Don't sleep on the tortoise.
I didn't know where you're gonna go with that. I just got a notification on my phone.
Okay.
And I think it was Evansville. Is that right?
Upset. He's already upset that you said the word.
Oh. I don't know. I think Austin just turned this off.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have found yourself at Ancient and New 2019 special where we roast Austin White's sports teams.
Bless his heart.
Welcome. Welcome.
He's had a hard week.
My one-handed quarterback brought back my Tennessee Vols against Kentucky in their own stadium.
Even though Tennessee's defense tried really hard to give it away.
Yeah, but then they didn't. 0 second-half points. And I think they gave up 329 rushing yards, but not 330, baby. That's the... Hey, a dub's a dub. And then my tight ends coach tweeted a picture of the beer barrel on his desk today. Gosh, you love it.
The possessive pronoun right now is amazing.
Yeah, and if they... I mean, it's my team. It's my school. That's where I went to school.
How come you Freudian slipped to 2009? You, like, time-traveled in your heart.
I miss Lane Kiffin, but
is that the year? Is that when he was there?
Yeah. And that's when we all got swine flu.
It was 10 years ago. That Lane Kiffin thing.
Yeah. It's been a decade of disaster at Tennessee, except against the great state of Kentucky.
Wow.
And apparently Evansville, Indiana does pretty well against Kentucky too.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't follow the sports, Kentucky,
did you say the sports?
The sports. You got to put the definite article on the front.
You don't have to.
Those of you that don't follow the sports, the Kentucky basketball team is very highly ranked coming into the men's NCAA basketball season. Yeah? Like maybe
they're number one right now.
The number one.
Rightfully so. Honestly, and hold, I'm going to hit pause really quick. Not on the
pause
recording.
On the
yeah. Because Austin knows how much I respect John Calipari and Kentucky's program. I think they're fantastic.
Okay.
I actually love Coach Cal. I think he's a great coach, and I love to watch him do his thing.
You realize Austin's not listening to
this. No. He hit pause. If he is, though, he knows that I feel this way because we've talked about it, and I feel sincerely that way about it. So I'm not going to roast Kentucky anymore after that. I'm sorry. I feel bad that I even did it. Let's just restart. Let's forget that the whole thing happened. Nah, I'm just kidding. Okay. Keep that in there. Yeah.
So there's another thing that we need to discuss tonight, which is that one of your favorite things in all of creation happened today. In the wee hours of the morning, Oak Ridge got snow.
Mm. Yeah.
And I wish friends of this podcast, friends of ours, listeners, dear listener, I wish you could see Thomas's face when there's snow on the ground. Like, he immediately becomes a 6-year-old kid on Christmas morning who got everything he wanted. Like, I've rarely seen people that like snow as much as you do.
I do enjoy it.
It makes you very emotional.
Well, today was, I got, I actually did get emotional on the way to work today because of it. And also because it was like, we're like peak fall colors. Yeah. And this snow somehow in particular, like it was like, we got like an inch, which is not much, but it was really windy and really, the snow was really wet. So it was like stuck to the sides of leaves and stuff. And like, it was just really, it was really cool.
The glass door on the front of Thomas's porch keeps blowing in the wind and slamming into the other door and on Thomas's house. And it started to move. And you just pointed at it on cue, and then it just
slammed. Someone needs to
door.
Fix that door. It,
okay, sorry. Someone. The snow's sticking to the leaves. Fall colors.
Yeah, it was just, I've never seen that before. In my life, I've never seen that.
It was really.
Because it was, I mean, like, all the leaves are sticking around. I feel like it's longer than normal at this point.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. And they're like orange and red and all the pretty colors. And they were just had like a layer of white on them. It was really cool. And I was working out in Sevier County today.
Yeah.
So it was, there was like a little more snow and it was, it stayed around longer.
Oh, you escaped the radiation bubble of Oak Ridge.
Yeah. The radiation. Corey McBee just heard that and laughed so hard. He used to laugh so hard at that when I would say that when we were younger. I say when we were younger, it was like 3 years ago.
Did you,
I'm sorry, Austin.
Did you listen to any Christmas music on the way to work because of the snow?
No, I listened. I would say I've exclusively been listening. I said this last week. I'm still there. Like today I worked out to the Ella and Louie album, and wow, that's what I've been listening to. Like cold fall days, I just think of jazz music. And then when you throw snow in there, I think of jazz music and usually Christmas music. But today I did not.
Welcome to Ancient and New, everybody.
A lovely day.
This is a Bible study podcast.
Yeah. That song, Isn't It a Lovely Day?
Yeah.
Is unbelievable.
Yes.
The weather is frightening. The thunder and lightning. And then they talk about, as long as I'm with you, it's a lovely day.
Come on,
oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's so pretty.
Do you like that one, You Go Through My Head?
Mm-hmm.
You linger like a haunting refrain.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great line?
That one and The Stars Fell in Alabama.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, it's so cool.
When you, like, hearing...
She says, she rhymes the word drama, aka drama, with Alabama. She says drama.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
She's the best.
Yeah.
She's the queen.
She can do what she wants.
She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
It's Ella's world. We're all just living in it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Ancient New. This is a Bible study podcast. I'm going to start today. I feel like I've thrown to you... many times in a row because I feel bad that you said that I almost always start, or sometimes you tell me that you almost always start. And I think you're just trying to like mess with my brain.
I honestly don't remember which one it is. So okay. I just say the same thing every time, regardless.
So normally what we do on this show, this is just a peek behind the curtain. Normally what we do is we'll share something that really like, this is where I'm reading in the scriptures. And this is something that really encouraged me. And I feel like I'm reverse engineering this tonight.
Okay.
In that like, I just, in the sense that like, there's something that is like really alive in me right now, and I'm going to find a scripture to talk about it.
That's a first. And like, also peek behind the curtain, if you're new to this, we don't plan anything.
No.
So I have not heard about this.
Okay.
I has not seen.
And ears.
Ears not heard.
All scriptures.
I said through. I has not. But no, seriously, like I don't know what's coming out of Lee's mouth.
A lot of this is going to feel familiar because you're in so many conversations with me in so many different places, but
that is the truth.
In Isaiah chapter 55, there's this great little passage near the end of that chapter that says, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and hills will burst into song before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. I love fall. And I remember the first time that I really realized that about myself. I think there's a lot of reasons for that, particular to me. One is that I'm the son of a football coach who loves American football so much. And I grew up... as a kid, like, you know, being in crowded football stadiums, being the, you know, the ball boy, you know, it's like there's something that comes to life in me when the lights come on in a football stadium and the marching band is playing, you know, whatever it is, the Hey Cheer or anything. Yeah, there's just something about a marching band in a crowded stadium and that energy. I've always loved that my whole life. And that's in the fall, and the, you know, the weather is changing, and the length of the day changes. I don't know, but I remember being about 17 years old and I was driving in my little 1986 pickup truck, my Toyota pickup, out on West Outer Drive, which is just this, like, for those of you who don't know Oak Ridge, it's just this long stretch of road that runs exactly on the ridgeline in Oak Ridge, up on the top of the ridgeline. And you just, it's kind of like a roller coaster type street. You're just going up and down and up and down these steep little hills. And there are just little houses tucked on either side of the street, and these really, really tall trees, big yards, lots of really tall trees everywhere on the west end of Oak Ridge, which is where I grew up. And I was driving by myself in this little pickup truck when I was like 17 years old. And it was like in this time of year where there was peak color of just the fall color, of the trees, deciduous trees changing. And I remember thinking, like, I absolutely love this. I live in the most beautiful place in the world. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine anything being more beautiful than this. And it was just such a, it was an indelible emotion. And the reason I think that struck me so much is that when I was a teenager, like, I had a lot of emotions that were really awful. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of loneliness. I had a lot of frustration. I had a lot of pretending. I had a lot of drama with a lot of different relationships. And so when I had something that was pure, something that was actually, I think, from the Lord, something that was essential, boy, that made a huge impact. It was like all of a sudden, it's like the Wizard of Oz when all of a sudden everything's in color. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing's been in black and white the whole time. It was like the Lord is sharing with me, hey, you were made to love this. I don't know. Feels really cheesy, but that's just a true thing in me. And ever since that moment, I've always looked forward to fall, and especially fall in this little town. I don't know why. I just think it's so beautiful. Yeah. And I have been, for the past couple of weeks, as the leaves have been changing, I've been driving around just like in a state of worship when I'm driving. And that's not like my normal gig. Like, normally I'm driving, listening to a podcast or an audiobook, or I'm on the phone, or I'm getting where I'm going, you know? But like, I have been shutting everything off, just driving in silence and just looking and just feeling this sense of worship. And I love the way Isaiah says this. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. I feel like I love the image of that. That can mean a lot of different things, but I feel like the trees are clapping for the Lord's brilliance, that like every single year, right on cue, right on time, they just explode into these colors. Like, I was with some guys up at Pioneer Plunge at Windy Gap last weekend. Joe took a bunch of us camping with our sons, and being out in this area where there's like easily like 12 different distinguishable colors of maple leaves, where they've been green the whole time since spring, you know, they've just all been green. And now they're just like in different shades of orange and red and yellow and kind of greenish yellow, just amazing. And I just feel like that is, I don't know, it's like a really cheesy celebration of fall, except, this is a thing that the Lord clearly sets apart, that like his creations is like a PR machine for him. He's telling us something in what he's made and the way it all works and how beautiful it is. It's turning my heart to him, and that's just a really kind thing for him. And that it still happens for me every year. And in fact, I think it's turning up, you know?
Yeah. Steve Chesney said it a couple weeks ago. He said, God's fingerprints are all over his design. Like we can't see him. We don't have a picture of him he's not walking beside me physically in person, but his fingerprints are just all over this place. And it's crazy. Like, the reason I've talked about the past couple of weeks, like jazz music and fall go hand in hand with me. One of it is because one of the best jazz standards is Autumn in New York.
Oh, come on.
But also, like, yeah. I feel, and it's cool for me to read this, the thought of, like, when I think of bursting into song, like the mountains and hills, when I think of mountains and hills bursting, I think of leaves changing colors. Yeah. That's all I can think of when I hear the word burst. I think of like a paintball exploding, and that's what I think of when I look at the trees. And when I think of jazz music, when I think of jazz music though, it goes hand in hand with the leaves changing, because like they're right on time in a sense. Like, we know they're going to happen around this time every year, and they're so random at the same time. Like, there's so many colors. But at the same time, it's still so specific. And when you think about jazz music, it's all those things. It's so perfect and specific, but it's so random, and you can do whatever you want. You can break whatever rule you want as long as you're within the rules. It's so weird, yeah. But it's so cool.
Right.
And when I think about, like, I'm still going somewhere, I promise.
I love this.
Like, when I, and I'm going to get here with what I'm reading too, so this is kind of cool. But when I think about, like, my time with the Lord, I like it to be like that. I like it to be like the season of fall and like jazz music. When I think of my prayers, I like them to be like that, like random, and whatever is on my mind, whatever I need it to be, whatever I need to say to him. Like, and I like the idea of them like bursting into song, because when I think about my time with the Lord, that's what I strive for, I think. Just randomness, because I need to tell him whatever I'm going through, and I don't want to hold anything back. And sometimes that is complete joy and rejoicing and praising. And sometimes that's hard and like minor key stuff and like ugly brown leaves. And then sometimes it's the bright yellow ginkgo, and it's joyful and praising. And sometimes it's a sugar maple that is orange and bright, whatever. I mean, this is all super artistic and whatever, but it is like, it's where my mind is right now. So I'm glad you read this, because I feel that way. Like, when I'm driving to work in the morning, it is, and it's just something about me with my love of landscape and nature and stuff, that the trees are an easy thing for me to like thank the Lord for right now.
Yeah.
It's low hanging fruit. And it's a good place for me to start. If I need somewhere to praise Jesus, it's a good place for me to start. And I like to see where I end up going with it. But I also just, I love the image of it. And I love the thought of them praising him in song and bursting forth in color. And it's just such a cool thought, because I picture all those, I don't know what it is about my mind, but Louis and Ella making scat noises and like, it feels prayerful to me in my heart to think of that, because it is so like random, and I want my conversations with the Lord to be continuous and like flowing, whatever's in my heart, I want it to come out, and I want him to know about it. And I feel that way about everything that we've just been talking about. It's funny that they all came together. That may have been the stupidest thing I've ever said.
No. And in fact, like, cause we've been talking about, you and I have been talking about this. I just preached about this, but you and Maddie have been talking about it. But like, Christy and I are talking about it, but like, we've been talking about just the idea of being intentionally grateful a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And not because Thanksgiving's coming up, but because like, I'm tired of the other thing.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No, it's just so boring, yeah. You know? And And part of that process that I'm figuring out is paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember realizing that there's like the house right next door to where Cam Gregg grew up.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Has this huge ginkgo tree, and it's actually the house where, like, the teacher that Christy works with. It's where she lives.
Hmm.
It's her tree, and it's just the tallest, most amazing ginkgo tree. And right now, it's so bright yellow that it doesn't even look real. It actually doesn't look real. And once I realized that tree was there in Oak Ridge, like, I would intentionally take routes to go by it because I want to pay attention, because I'm looking for something to be thankful for. And because I want that, I want to create these moments as he's waking something up in me, something where he's calling me intentionally to say, hey, this isn't, as you're saying, it's the low hanging fruit. This is an easy way for you to praise me. I'm going to give you a chance to do it. I'm just going to blow the doors off of this thing.
Right.
Watch this. Bam. Every first week of November. It's just been a really kind thing. When we were at Plunge last weekend, there was it's a full moon tonight. Last Friday was, you know, it was waxing. It wasn't completely full, but it was bright up at the top at Plunge. And I'd gotten up and walked out of the cabin in the middle of the night. And like,
presumably to relieve yourself.
You could see everything. Like, you could see every tree. You could still see the differences in the colors of the trees, even though it was the middle of the night. It wasn't pitch black. Mm. It was just one of those stunning things where the Lord is just saying, like, hey, this is an easy chance for you to worship me. Go ahead and do it. Mm. Let yourself do this. Pay attention. And when it's easy, sing to me.
Right. And I think, okay, so this is, I knew I was going to have a hard week at work. My boss basically, he laid out my week for me, and it was like an eye roll for me. Like, it was like, crap, this is going to suck. Like, I'm not. And like, even my friend who I work with, he was like, man, we were in a meeting together when this happened. And he was like, man, you were way more excited about that than I thought. And he was like, I was like, gosh, I'm glad you thought that, because he's like, yeah, I bet you were dying on this. I was like, yeah, this is about to suck. And I told Maddie that. I was like, this week's going to suck. And she just kind of was like, yeah, but I think we're supposed to be grateful, right? Like, our pastor was just talking about that. And I was like, you're right. And like, it was so sweet. And I was talking about Tom Monday after work. I was like, I did it as long as I could.
Yeah.
I made it till like 11.
Right.
And then I found myself like Monday at like 5:45 when I rolled into club, so tired. And I think it's because I had a terrible attitude for half the day. I think that was part of it. It was just like, man, I wasted a lot of my stuff today, like just being grumpy. And today I did it as long as
you still talk like a pitcher, by the way.
Yeah. Today I did it as long as I could again.
Yeah.
And it was a little longer. Like, I made it till like 2:00.
That's really cool.
I know. But it was a fight. Like, I found myself doing something this morning at 10:30 that I was like, I cannot believe I'm doing this. And then I talked myself into being thankful, because it means a little something more when you can find, and this is just me personally, and I'm not good at this, by the way. If this sounds preachy, please, I'm not.
Don't worry, Austin's not listening.
Yeah, Austin's,
as soon as you said the word Evansville,
the person who's going to hit us back and tell us if I'm preachy or not, honestly,
he's not listening.
He's not listening. The person who would say, hey, you need to chill, is not listening.
Let me be honest, T. Time to chill.
Time to chill, bro.
As soon as you said Evansville, he was out.
But I found out, though, I think you said this 10 years ago to me, but if I can make myself, or if I can convince myself I'm thankful for something that I'm actually not, like, that's something that's really hard to be thankful for. Like, if I can praise Jesus for it and be thankful for it, it goes a long way. And it, like, it dilutes it, and it changes my attitude. And
okay, so now you're hitting on something really cool. I love the idea of gratitude, like an intentional gratitude, actually having the power to diminish something's hold on me.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like we know that heaven is more real than this place.
Yeah.
And that, like, the spiritual realm is actually more real than than our realities that we're fooled by all the time.
Right.
But like the idea that my intentional gratitude could break down what's fooling me.
Mm.
That is an exciting thought, dude. That's the kind of thing that makes me like, okay, record scratch, rewind, tell me how you did that. I want to try it tomorrow because that sounds extremely enticing.
Sure.
That gives me a lot of life.
Like I tried to do it Monday and I lasted till like 10 or 11 in the morning. Seriously, like it was quick. And, but like I did it anyway. It just didn't work. And then it didn't work. That muscle wasn't strong enough yet for the week. And this morning and this afternoon, I just found myself trying it and like continuing just to keep going, you know, like in gratitude and in hard stuff. I was trying so hard and I was not doing a very good job.
That's awesome.
Anyways,
I love that.
It's worth a try. And it's nice to have a girlfriend who reminds you of that stuff.
Amen.
Yeah. Do we have enough time for me to do something? This is the longest episode we've ever done.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We're at 25:30 right now.
Well, I'll just go really quick because I pretty much talked about everything I was going to talk about. This is what I read this morning. I had something else planned, but I read this morning and
that's after you told the audience that we don't plan anything.
Okay. Let's hit pause for a second. By planned, I mean, oh yeah, I'm going to talk about that one thing I read 3 days ago. That's what I mean by that.
For sure.
That's what I meant by
that's
that.
The extent of our planning.
Yeah, it was like
a mental note.
I read this thing a few days ago. I think it'll be really cool to talk about. Honestly, that's what I meant. And I couldn't find it in my journal. I couldn't find it in my journal.
That's the worst.
I know.
When you write down a goodie and you can't find
it. I remember it was one of those things where like 2 hours after I had my quiet time, I was like, oh yeah, I could talk about that. That was pretty cool. And I forgot where it was or what it was. This is why I have to have a quiet time every day because it doesn't last very long.
Remember that time that I had to pack your bag for you because you didn't have time to get back to your house before we went to Young Life Camp. And so I had to break into your house, pack your bag for you. And at one point I'm scouring your entire house for your essentials. And at one point I found like the place in this house where you have like all of your old journals.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I just saw it. I just saw them all lined up. I was like, this is the actual record of Thomas's spiritual life.
Good gosh.
Since the ranch.
In the past month, I have done a wardrobe change.
Okay.
Like by that, I mean, I've changed my handwriting. See, it's legible now for the first time in my entire life, but I've liked it because it's made me slow down.
Wardrobe change.
It's made me slow down. And it's because I just, I'll take notes at work about stuff.
Sure.
And I can't write like I normally do because then I can't read it. So I had to decide that it's time to learn how to write.
Only the Holy Spirit can read those old journals.
Yeah, if you looked at this journal, did you read my journal?
Of course not, dude.
He just winked, guys. He read my journal. I cannot believe it. He's winking. He's winking the whole time.
I'm not winking. Thomas is a liar.
Here we go. This is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If you've already quit our podcast, Austin, sorry you quit so early. Everyone else, if you're tired of it,
we'll see you next week.
But
hang in there if you want to. We're still going.
Yeah. Go ahead. Eat some zucchini. Jump back in this thing. Whatever you need to do.
Why zucchini?
I don't know. Just what I was thinking about. Love you, Matthew. This is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I just love the writing of this.
Yeah.
It's like Paul left the room and he came back. He said, wait, just a second before I go, I need to remind you of this stuff.
Yeah.
Which I always it when he does stuff like that. Was your mic off the whole time?
It's almost like, don't forget dryer sheets.
Yeah.
Almond milk. Yeah. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah. Anyways, I love that part about it. I love anytime like the person of Paul outside of his writing comes in, which a lot of times you can just tell in his writing what he's going through or how he's doing or whatever, because he lays it out there pretty clear. But sometimes I feel like you get a sneak peek into who his personality is. And I think I'm making this up a little bit in my head. But I often find myself like, and this is pretty churchy, but I also think it's just, it's how I like to be, asking the Lord to show me what to do with my day. Just like, that's rewording, hey, what's your will for me today? Which is very churchy. What's your will for me today? Or like, what are you calling me to today? You know? And like, the way I word that is, hey, what do you want me to do today? Yeah. How do you want me to live my life today?
It's also like a basic thing if you are a disciple of Jesus.
Sure. So, yes. But I it was just really cool for me to read that today because it so specifically says, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Like there's no guessing. There's not a, hey, this is up for interpretation, on what I have for you today. Like, hey, there's one path that's green and one that's red. Decide which one you need to go. Or, you know, it's like, no. Today, my will for you is to be joyful.
Yeah.
Which, good luck. That's a fight. Yeah. But you got to. Pray continually. Mm-hmm. Good luck. You know? But I want to. It's in me. I want to do that. I'm not very good at it. I'm trying really hard to be.
Yeah.
I'm just... like I'm at like a C minus. I'm not passing. Sorry. I'm at like an F plus because I want to, you know, like that's the only thing that's keeping me
an F plus.
Not an F. It's that there's a thing in me that wants to pray continually.
It's you know, volition. That's what the plus is.
Yeah. There's a little part of my heart that's like, I really want to do this. So therefore you're not a total failure. And give thanks in all circumstances, which is really cool. Cause we just talked about that. And,
right.
That was a super sweet reminder this morning of honestly the whole first 45 minutes of this podcast episode was to read that this morning and remember, okay, in whatever I'm doing today, I need to be thankful for it. And whatever I'm doing today, what if I had a conversation with God going at all times? You know, like there's been times in my life where I've been really good at it. And the times that I've been really, really good at it are when I'm super lonely. And when I'm going through something really hard, which is funny because I think other people, it's different. And some people say, this is easier for me when I'm going through something amazing. And I'm, you know, everything's going well for me. To pray continually has always been easier for me when I have found myself lonely and struggling and needing a friend. So it's always been sweet to have that and to recall that verse in those moments. And then the joyful thing, like to be joyful always seems like such a daunting task. And it seems so hard. And honestly, just to like quote the world in 2019, it feels too hard in 2019.
Or in 2009.
In 2009, apparently. But, you know, the moment I open my phone, there's something on there, whether it's Evansville beats Kentucky. Like it's just in your face though. It's like, you know,
yeah.
If I was a Kentucky fan and the first notification I got at 9 o'clock tonight was my team lost, that'd bring me down. Or like
RIP Tom Frohney.
Or actual serious, man, I roasted him so hard this week and I killed his car.
Thomas threw a football at his old baseball coach so hard.
Hold on a second.
He was probably 30 yards away from me, and we had, like, Jack's small football.
Yeah, middle school football.
He was pulling in the church parking lot, and we were throwing it.
He rolled his window down.
And I, like...
To be clear.
I, like, pointed at him, and he knew what I wanted, because he knows.
Yeah.
And he pulled up and rolled his window down.
He knows.
And I, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you're 30 yards away from me. I have to throw this ball. Like, I can't...
Yeah.
Especially with the way my arm works at this point in my life.
He just chucked it.
I gotta give everything I got. He came up... Just like
2 feet short,
like 18 inches short, so therefore right below his window and just
crushed his driver's side door.
It's right online. I mean, but it made the loudest noise ever. Lee doubled over and fell.
I collapsed immediately. I can only think of two times that I've collapsed. One time was when another friend of ours, when Thomas told him that he had run a half marathon. And this dude goes, what were you doing at the half marathon? Handing out water? He didn't believe that Thomas had run it. So sorry, 2009, 2019, how can you do it? How can you be joyful? That's where you were.
Yeah, it feels like I can't say it's getting harder. That's not fair to generations of people. But it feels that way a little bit. Just because everything's in your face all the time.
Right.
There's a reason to be sad all the time.
It's I think the world is louder.
It's much louder.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But the thing that I love about you bringing this up is that if the world is louder and some of the things are getting, you know, some of the things that make it difficult, it doesn't mean this verse is irrelevant. We haven't grown past it. We're looking at this and saying, whatever this means, I want to try to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And it means a lot of work. Every bit of that verse, which... again, I talk about this all the time on here, but I love it when scripture is just crystal clear. Like when that says, this is the will of God.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't argue that.
This is what he wants.
Find a loophole there.
This is what he wants.
He wants me to be joyful always.
To pray continually.
Pray always.
Give thanks in all circumstances. Okay. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Okay. Like, let's start the obstacle course.
Let's not do this. Let's not say, I can't do that 100% right now, therefore I will give up.
Right.
Let's not do that.
That is, let's not take our ball and go home. You know, let's not do that.
Let's give it a shot today.
Work really hard at it. And when we fall on our face, we'll get up and ask the Lord to help us again the next day.
Then we'll do it again tomorrow.
He'll laugh and, you know.
Amen.
Help us as best we can, and we'll do as best we can, and he knows that.
Today's podcast has been brought to you by the basketball team of the University of Kentucky.
This was like a double LP.
It was. This was our white album.
Well, yeah. If this is your first episode, we try to keep these things, I guess, I don't even know, 30 minutes?
I don't know. Yeah, it's around a half hour.
Yeah, this is.
And change.
This is not normal, and we won't make this normal. This just. Got away from us. Good reason, I think.
Yeah, unless you guys tell us you just really loved it. No, we'll do our thing. We love y'all. We're thankful for you. I'm Lee. This has been Ancient and New.
Bye.
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me fly. Let me fly. While the near waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, oh my Savior, hide, till the storm of life. My helpless soul on me. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed. Than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint.
heal the sick and lead the blind. Reach me out that gracious hand while I own thy strangers, hoping against hope I stand, dying and behold I. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me fly, let me fly.